Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's the Bears' home opener on Sunday as they face the Bengals. And who better to break it all down is the ultra-talented Lauren Majera from WGN TV Sports. What's going on, Lauren?
Hi, Dave. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. You know, I'm not so happy about it because I'm looking outside the studio and realizing that it is, what, 7:12, and it is pitch black outside.
Well, is that from storms or is it because the days are actually getting shorter?
Yeah, I think the days are getting shorter, which means life's going to suck just a little bit more through the fall here.
I'm worried about you getting out of there with the Mexican heritage parades. And
yeah.
I mean, the streets are, I got trapped on Lakeshore Drive last night.
Did you really? Oh, so yeah. They started that yesterday?
They started it the day before yesterday.
Why don't you take the G-N-copter just over here and then we can go drinking right after you get off of work. If you're okay with that, I'm okay with that.
Yes, call the chopper. It's cocktail hour for Dave and Lauren.
Yeah, I think so. No, it stinks. Like I'm looking down, like even like 10 minutes to 7, it's just the sun's starting to fall. I'm like, oh
yeah,
man.
That is sad.
Yeah, not ready for that yet. You know, so you were in L.A., speaking of warmer weather, you were in L.A. last week for the big game. A little hard to watch, but if anything, did we learn anything about last Sunday, like for this week's game?
We learned that SoFi Stadium is beautiful. But you know what it was like? It was like having to eat a frozen TV dinner inside of Maple and Ash.
Maple and Ash. There's the Maple and Ash drop.
Because I'm at SoFi Stadium, you know, one of the most beautiful stadiums I've ever been in, but then I'm watching the Bears get kicked around.
Yeah. I saw some of your Instagram photos of like the massive screens across the top of the stadium.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. It was like the coolest place to be for week one because it's like also like the one day I kind of am excited about fantasy football. It sort of like teeters off as the season goes, but I'm watching every single game in the league and this like really cool band that they have around. And on both sides of the band is screens. It was incredible. Everything that they did was so well thought out and beautifully done. It was gorgeous in SoFi Stadium.
Are you talking about the Rams or are you talking about the stadium at this point?
The stadium.
Okay. All right. Yes. Fair enough.
And you know what? But, you know, to your point, getting back to football, it was a little bit difficult to watch the Bears and what they came out so flat. And this is a defense that has been running their mouths all of training camp, all of preseason, saying that they are going to get back to their 2018 caliber level of defense. And it's like, all right, where were you, Khalil Mack? Very quiet. And it was just a little disappointing. They were one-dimensional. But one thing that we did learn as a fact is the way that they used Andy Dalton and Justin Fields is the way they're going to use him this season.
I know.
So Andy Dalton is the cake. Justin Fields is the frosting.
Okay. All right. And that's what we're going to see on Sunday because everyone's still talking about, okay, who's quarterbacking on Sunday? Both of them are going to.
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's what they said their plan is moving forward. They said it's been the plan. So it's kind of the way that they've been practicing. It's just now we know what the plan is, which is so weird because why not say that from day one? Like, why be so secretive about that?
But Andy is facing his former team, right? So
Right. Would
that, you know, do something to light him on fire. People say he might be the best or at least the most decorated quarterbacks the Bengals ever had.
For the Bengals, they've ever seen. But,
okay, all right.
You know,
okay.
It's not like he retired a Bengal either.
Right,
I mean, he's
right.
Not with them for a reason, but I don't think it has to do with anything of who the opponent is. I think that this offense and defense are well aware that they need to come in Sunday and play lights out. And you want to know who I'm really excited to see is David Montgomery, because you can tell in his media, when we do his press conferences, he used to be like really flat and shy and only say a word or two. And now, like, I don't know if it's because he's kind of come into his own a little bit more and is more confident, or if he just has such a chip on his shoulder and he's hungry. And I mean, he rushed for 108 yards last week. I love to see that. He's hungry.
No, let me ask you this though. So we're watching practices all week and some of the press conferences and so forth. Like, did you get anything out of that this week was going to be any different?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
And you know what the thing is like, I didn't even really get like some like huge impression that they were all that angry and upset about last Sunday's game. They all kind of said the same thing. We need to be better. We're going to go watch the film. It's week one. We know we need to be better. We will be better. And it's like, well, you got to give me something more.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's just me. I mean, okay, I say that, but then what are they supposed to say?
So where are you thinking this is going to go on Sunday?
Well, I think that they'll be able to pull off a win, but I think it's going to be close.
It's going to be tight.
I think so. Like I said, I mean, I brought up David Montgomery. I want to see him light up my box sheet when it comes to his rushing yards, and I'm excited to see it.
Now, are you going to the game, by the way?
What, say that again?
Will you be at the game?
I will be. I'll be at every game this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Home and road. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I'm excited about that. So when I realized that WGM is going to give me that opportunity, the first thing I did is look at the schedule. I'm like, week one, LA. Heck yeah. I get to go to Vegas and see that new stadium. I'm going to Tampa.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Tampa. What's Tampa? I hope that's like in December.
It's later in the season, but no, it's not December. December is, of course, like Seattle and Minnesota.
Oh, good. That's where you want to watch football.
I think I'm going to be flying on Christmas night to Minneapolis.
Oh, but I mean, that's where you kind of, but that's where you kind of want to watch a game. Like, I can't watch. It's hard for me to watch any football game in warm weather. Like, if I'm cold, if I'm freezing my ass off, it's a good night.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. But the Viking Stadium is indoors.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's
right.
They've
got that dome. I love that stadium. It's like a Viking ship. And if you ever watched the show Vikings on like the History Channel, I mean, all of like the Viking terminology is like on par. Like the nosebleed seats, they call Valhalla, because that's like the Viking heaven or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, the Viking horn. And that's like one of my favorite parts of my job is I get to go around and see all these stadiums.
I have not been
Tampa
in the new
Bay
one.
Tampa Bay is really cool, too. It's like a giant pirate ship with like tiki huts.
That Minnesota one, have not been in the new one. And I was in the old one when I was living there. I lived in Minneapolis for a few years. And they had baseball in there, too. Baseball in a dome that didn't open was horrifying.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
It was terrible.
That's like Tropicana, where the Rays play.
Right, exactly.
Have you ever been there?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, same
horrible.
Thing. Lockdown.
It's like being in like a single A dome somewhere. It's so weird. The lighting gives you this like kind of like it doesn't. It just makes you feel sort of what's
confined.
The word I'm looking for like dizzy or
oh wow
like not what's the word I'm looking for. I don't know. It gives you this really weird feeling, kind of like you're floating. One of my closest friends is the Tampa Bay Rays sideline reporter, and she said players tell her they have a really difficult time seeing the ball there, which is shocking because the Rays are doing so good.
That sucks. More with Lauren Maggiore right after this, 720 WGN.
WGN.
All right, we're talking to Lauren Maggiore, WGN TV Sports. So before we get off football, you know, are you excited about any of the college games this weekend that you like personally want to like make sure you're in front of the TV to watch?
No, not necessarily. And you know what? The cool thing about my job is I get to cover all of them.
Yeah.
Like Northwestern, you know, most of the Big Ten, Notre Dame, Illinois. So I do get to watch them all on different monitors in the sports office. And you know what? Like sometimes I'm like, oh man, I got to go to work. But at the same time, the sports office is the best sports den because we have like 15 monitors with every single different game on.
Yeah. Is there a tap in there?
You know what? They usually make us be sober when we work.
It sucks. They don't do that here. They're okay with it here. They're okay. You can't. Let's turn to baseball. What's the magic number for the Sox right now? They're getting close.
Stuck at 7. Yeah.
Stuck. Yeah.
Losing to the Angels 9-3 on Thursday was not the way I kind of wanted to see that game go, but keeps their magic number to win the AL Central at 7. They dropped 3 games behind the Astros to the number 2 seed. They are close.
Yeah.
You know, they're close to winning their first American League Central title since, 2008?
Yeah. Which they'll do it.
They're close, yeah.
They'll do it.
But remember, it's a little bit of a different postseason this year because they have a lot to play off. They still have a lot to play for, and that's playoff seeding. Because you can remember, MLB returned to its 10-team playoff format. So that's 5 teams from each league.
That's right.
They expanded the field for 16 for the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. So that's 3 division winners will be seeded 1 through 3 based on records, while Two teams with the next best records will earn the wild cards and play one game for the number four seed. So it is a little bit different than they did it last year.
Got it. You know, I'm trying to find some hope in the Cubs. And I know, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to hit a game or two before the end of the year. And I know we only got a couple weeks left, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still hearing more talk, you know, because you're just going to go to the ballpark and watch a ball game. I'm fine with that.
It's for the experience. Yeah. Absolutely. I went to a Sox game last week just mm-hmm. because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get to plenty in the playoffs, but this is like my last chance to really socially. Be able to afford regular season tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
Because they're going to skyrocket once it's the playoffs.
Cubs tickets, I think, are $14 per seat right now.
Yeah. You can get, I mean, to tell you the truth, yeah. I sat row 9 on the third baseline just to the left of home plate. Mm-hmm. We had, our tickets were $45.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
I know.
I keep looking and reading about Chris Bryant's interest in returning the Cubs, but I keep also hearing on the other end that's probably unlikely. But is it just planting seeds, hoping maybe there's a conversation coming down the road?
Even before the trade deadline, even before all this happened, everyone on the Cubs side was saying, we'd be, you know, if, you know, we decide to deal Chris Bryant, we'd love to have him back. So they've been saying that since even before they traded him. I think that it's they're just being polite, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if they actually will ever bring him back. Of course, yeah. Chris is going to want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you know, Jed is going to say, oh, we'd love to have Chris back. Of course, he's going to say that. I don't know if it will ever happen. I would love to see that happen. I don't know if it's a reality.
All right. I'll keep my hopes up anyway.
Me too.
All right. So last week is summer. So and I was looking at this weekend's events because of all the shutdowns and everything. But it's also the Guns N' Roses and Dead & Company concerts at Wrigley. It's the beer season opener. It's Riot Fest in Douglas Park. There's a ALS walk run for life at Soldier Field. Art on the Mart fall opener. River Walk Paws Chicago 5K at Montrose Harbor. You know, and this is what I hear from some of my friends are like, there's too much going on. And so I want to be a part of what's happening in the city as long as it's safe. But I got friends that act like they're 20 years older than they actually are. And I can't get them off the sofa to do anything. Ah, I'm not going downtown. I'll go to Rosemont. Rosemont.
Yeah.
I want to be in this. Actually, I'm okay with being downtown when there's a lot of stuff going on.
I have friends who live in River North who are terrified to leave their apartment.
Oh, really? Right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just with the violence and you know, everything that's going on with the way the roads are and everything like that. But I hear you. I stay in my little safe neighborhood in Lakeview. And
yeah, that's fair.
I got plenty to do out in Lakeview.
Yeah. How about any fishing trips up north? You got anything planned coming up?
I don't have anything planned just yet. I do have to go to Wisconsin in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to try to sneak in. Visiting one of my friend's cabins who's on a nice little river. And so I might go fly fishing a little bit in October when the fishing gets really good in October because it's not winter yet, but it's not the blazing summer anymore. Yeah. And the waters get cold, so the fish get really active.
Now, we have to remember, people don't know this, that you hosted a fishing show in Wisconsin for quite some time.
Well, I hosted a fishing show in Alaska for 4 years, and then a hunting and fishing show
hunting
in Wisconsin
fishing,
for 3 years.
Look at you.
I was all over the place.
You were. That's awesome. All right. What about any last minute summer things that you're planning on doing? Like, what's left?
I did catch a Duffy. Remember I told you about the electric boat last time we were on? I did catch a Duffy on the Chicago River the other night. Okay. So I, you know, begged my buddy to take me out on his boat one more time.
Nice.
You got to get in those river cruises.
Yeah. Oh,
because,
no question.
You know, all summer I'm on the playpen, you know, having fun, but you got to get in the river cruises. And the good thing that I love about the river in Chicago is you can stay on the river doing cruises until like November.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
And it's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend who's got a boat and brings it on over. But you can stop. You can have some cocktails along
right.
the way.
Stop at City Winery.
Yeah,
get some
City
food.
Winery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do. Yeah. So I made sure I made it to one more Sox game. I was there, last Tuesday. And then I'm going to make it to one more Cubs game, hopefully. And this, I'm talking as a fan.
Gotcha.
You
gotcha.
Know? But
I
these
gotcha.
Are like my bucket list items for the summer. It's like, get up to Wisconsin, do the lake house. You know, you got to do a bunch of river cruises, playpen, Cubs game, Sox game.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And tomorrow, Chicago Football Weekly, right? 6 o'clock?
That's right. Yes. Thank you. So it's a 30-minute show that Jarrett Payton and I host, and we just talk all things Bears. So it gets you all set for game day on Sunday. Go Bears. I think that they're going to be able to pull this one off against the Bengals.
All right, go Bears. Catch Lauren on WGN-TV Friday nights at 6:40, 9:40 on GN Sports at 10:30, and Saturdays at 5:50, 9:50, 10:20, and you're all over the place. And again, on GN Sports.
I'll be in Cleveland next weekend.
Boom. Boom. All right. Thanks, Lauren. We'll talk
Thanks
soon.
Thanks so much. Have a safe weekend.
Take care. You too. All right. WGN News coming up next.